Well, welcome.
Before we get started, I want to say, this is obviously a big effort by everybody on the personnel side as well as our coaches, and really like to take this time and really thank them, Vance and his assistant coaches, and they were a tremendous help. Matt Russell, Director of Player Personnel, did a tremendous job, my right-hand man. Brian Stark, Director of College Scouting. A.J. Durso, who's our Director of Pro Personnel. And then Gary Kubiak and Tom Heckert were huge helps. And to have their advice and really have Gary in there with the experience that he has was a tremendous help. And really then the unsung heroes are our scouts. Eugene Armstrong, Dave Bratton, Scott DeStefano, Klein Kubiak, Darren Mugi, Nick Shirelli, Brian Chesin. And then also on the pro side, Jordan Dizon, Patrick Walsh. And then our personnel interns, Dion Randall and Robbie Payton. They do a great job. We ask them to do a lot, and they really, really do a great job. And then also Greek and Vince and our medical team, Steve Antonopoulos, Vince Garcia, as well as Mitch Tanney and Scott Flaskin with their analytics, which we dove into a little bit this year, as well as Mark Thews and Mike Sullivan on the administrative side, and then Ray Jackson and Pam Papsdorf on logistics and travel. So, we really thank them. We couldn't do it without them. It's a team effort. We're real excited about how the draft ended, the way it fell for us. Obviously, it never falls perfect for you, but we're excited about the way it did fall. We feel like we got a lot of real good football players and also really good people and quality guys that are great competitors and have a toughness to them. And so, as far as a group of guys, when it comes to that side, we're really excited about that. So, we're excited about the draft. Now, obviously, the work begins now. I know there's going to be a lot of comparisons on how everyone thinks, and we're going to get graded on how the draft turns out. But ultimately, the true grade is how we whether we win football games or not. So we'd rather win football games than the day after the draft on what we did on April, the 28th. but we're excited about the opportunity that we have and the guys that we have that, we're going to turn over to Vance and the staff to be able to work with them and get the most out of them. So do you want to say anything, Vance, before we open it up?
Yeah, just thanking the staff for their hard work, and obviously John and his staff, they did a great job. We had a plan for every guy that we drafted. And that's a good feeling. You don't want to draft guys don't have a plan for them. So every guy we drafted, we had a clear plan for. Again, John said it, it's good players, but good people also. So we want to add guys to our culture that can help us win and help keep our culture strong.
Yeah, John.
Why do you guys let Cliss ask the first question every time? I can't believe that happens. I mean, that's not even right.
Two out of three nights.
Oh, we must pay you.
Do we, Mike?
It's an age thing. And I.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Okay.
I promise you, you do not pay me. But you mentioned all those guys. That your helpers and everybody. Did you feel pressure going into this draft after 5-11 that and was it intense, the preparation, knowing that you had to hit on the draft this year?
Well, I mean, being 5-11, we knew, we had to bounce back from it. And that's not what's acceptable for this organization, and we knew that. So whether we felt pressure or not, if you don't feel pressure at all times in this job, then something's wrong. So we just knew going in that, we wanted to get quality people that were quality football players. We had we're in good shape with 8 picks in the first 5 rounds, and then we ended up moving back a couple of times to pick up a couple more picks. But, we got a lot of picks with a lot of quality guys. So, Mike, it's we feel it every time we work in this business, and that's we do it because we got to win.
John, with the exception of Jones, your other 9 picks – all spent 4 years in college. Some of them, most of them were captains. How do you think that experience and maturity is going to help shape your roster, and do you expect an immediate impact more so out of this group because of that?
Well, it is a mature group, as you said, and there are a lot of seniors in the group, so we're excited about that maturity level. But really all of them are that way. And I think that, you know, one thing we wanted to do going into this draft is, you know, we wanted to get, as I said, quality football players, but also quality people. And that was an emphasis. And to have that maturity level. And I think, you know, the one thing that we learned last year when you're, you know, we're 5-11 and you're in a losing streak, you need that maturity and that leadership to get things turned around. And so these players have that ability. They have that maturity level and the fact that, and I'm not saying to say we weren't mature, but I'm just saying when you need guys that when you're going through a tough time to be able to, you know, be mentally tough and get things turned around. And that's why we, you know, decided to go more that direction to say that, you know, if things got tough for a couple of weeks, you know, we've got to get things turned around.
Vance, looking back on it now, how much did coaching the Senior Bowl come into play and how beneficial was that week in Mobile?
It was huge for us. You know, obviously coaching that game is a clear advantage going into the draft. We drafted three guys from that Senior Bowl game. And to have a chance to work with those guys for a full week in meetings and on the practice field is huge for you. You know, so you don't draft guys blindly. You know, so, you know, coaching that game was huge. And, you know, taking three guys from that game proves it.
And I will say this, we don't want to coach that for a long time.
No. Or pick top five. Right.
Right. So we don't
that was
want,
fine
we,
this year,
we had
but
a
I think
great
we're
time
beyond
at the
that.
Senior Bowl, but we're good coaching it for a while.
Vance, what's the key to getting a young player on the field early, mm-hmm. and what did you learn last year about striking the balance between winning that next game and developing the young guy?
I think players develop at different rates. You know, so each player, you know, I mean, they're different. You want players to come in and have the maturity to play early. Obviously, the coach has a big part of that, but you know, obviously, fit, you know, maturity and need. You know, so you want all of these guys to have a chance to come in and compete for a job. And that's why we drafted them. In this class, in my opinion, every guy on this sheet here, you know, will have a chance to compete. Again, every player develops differently. So the guys from last year's class, okay, they've been in the league now for, you know, 7-8 months. They have a chance to come back this year and compete again and prove their worth. So I think as you have your draft classes, you know, some guys can play the first year, second year, even the third year, you know. So just being patient with certain guys and, you know, having the coaches to coach those guys up and get them better every year, that's the key, you know, improvement every year.
Were you ever close to taking a quarterback in this class and that you didn't? Is that a vote of confidence for Paxton?
Well, we, you know, obviously always looking at the board and there was a couple quarterbacks over there, but I thought that, you know, we had other players that we wanted, that direction we wanted to go. So, you know, again, I told you the other night that with Paxton, we still think he's young and we still think that, you know, he's we're not kicking him to the curb. We think that he can still develop. And when we drafted him 2 years ago, you know, that we knew it was going to, as I said, we knew that it was going to take some time. So Paxton's going to compete with Chad for that backup spot. We're not going to bring another one in for OTAs. We'll take a peek at that. But it'll be those two and Case, and so we'll go into OTAs with those guys and go from there.
Quickly on two guys, Deshaun Hamill, did you see him as more of a slot guy? How does he profile? And Sam Jones, the local kid, did you have extra intel on him, or was it strictly through Combine or Pac-12 recruiting that you came across the local kid?
Mm-hmm. Well, Hamilton, I mean, he's a lot like Cortland. It's big guys that's played all three positions, so you know, we didn't narrow these guys down just being a slot guy. You know, we have receivers that fit a certain skill set that we wanted. You know, we wanted big, fast guys with great ball skills, and he fits in that profile. So, you know, being a slot guy doesn't mean you're 5'9". You know, that's all by concept. That's by design. So he can play everywhere. At the Senior Bowl, he was our best receiver. You know, so having that guy for a full week and watching his maturity as a player was huge for us.
What did you guys think of Jones? What led you to Jones?
Well, we just like the way he played the game. You know, I think that he's got good size. He's aggressive. And you know, Sean Kugler really liked him. The offensive line coach really liked him. And so, you know, we liked the fact that the way he went about his business. Now he's, you know, obviously got a lot to learn, as all these guys do, but, you know, felt that Sam had some upside and liked the way that he played the game. So
absolutely.
Decided to go that way.
You guys got these 10 players, but
this organization has shown in the past they really do well, the college free agents. What do you do from now when you try to get these guys? What do you look at? Is it guys that you thought were going to be there, you know, kind of slip through the cracks, so to speak?
Well, we have to sell them. I mean, obviously, I think we need six. We probably have, I think, 7 or 8 slots. So we're working on that. You know, as soon as the draft will be over, we'll work on that and try to fill the slots. But, you know, you go through and it's a sales process. And, you know, it's how they feel about their chances when they do come in here. And but we do, you know, it is important to us because, as you said, we've, you know, we found a lot of CFAs over the last past several years. And so, you know, it doesn't end when the draft's over. We still continue to work and try to find the best football players that didn't get drafted.
Making it Absolutely. Before, does that help?
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure. Process? Sure, you bet that helps. And plus, you know, and they'll look at the each position, and, you know, the agents will look at the positions and feel like if they have a good chance. But obviously the track record of that we've had and the opportunity that we do give CFAs and the fact that it doesn't matter if you're drafted or if you're a CFA, everybody's going to come into camp and compete and have an opportunity to make this football team.
Since you guys went through the whole process, it's kind of finished with Gary through going to pro days with you guys and being in the room with you guys. What was different? What did he add to really the whole process?
Well, I mean, Gary, he's got great experience. He's been in coaching in the NFL for a long time, he's played with me and then coached for a long, long time. So, it's, you know, anytime you can have another voice like Gary's that has that experience, that thinks that, you know, a lot like we do, but also, you know, with, you know, again, just his gut and his feel, and he's really good at that. And so that's why, yeah, he was, he's always great to have in there. You know, his evaluation skills are very good. He's a great voice to have.
With Bieria, were you aware of his situation with his parents, his mom in particular? She's got leukemia.
I was not aware of that, no.
I just wondered, knowing that, so obviously he did not bring that up at any point during the pre-draft?
He did not,
no.
Nope.
John, you mentioned the pre-draft, or the draft board doesn't always fall exactly the way you want it to, and you haven't picked this high in a while, but how much could you feel picking toward the top of some of those later rounds kind of help you get the guys you wanted there?
Well, you know, there's a difference between picking first in a round and, you know, there's still fifth round draft picks, but there's 31 different, you know, positions between that. So obviously being at the top of the graph or the round, there's a lot more opportunity for you there. Plus there's a lot more opportunity because a lot of people want to come up. So there's always more opportunity to kind of add on at the, you know, draft or add picks on as time goes. But, you know, there's no question it helps drafting at the top. But, you know, the bottom line is we feel like, you know, the opportunities that we got to get these guys we got. I'm not sure if we're drafting later we'd have had a lot of these guys. So there's no question it was an advantage. Again, not a position we want to be in from here on out. But
10 picks is a pretty hefty class. Did you come in wanting to bring in a big load of prospects?
Well, we had 8 in the first 5, and we knew that. We knew we probably had some opportunity back in the 5th to back up and get some picks, and people would be coming up a little bit. So, you know, it's always hard to make those decisions, whether you stick and, you know, take it, or do you move back, take the picks, and increase your odds. And so, you know, with the 2 times that we did go back, we felt it was best in our interest to move back and take the optional picks. And then, you know, picking up Bieria as well as Williams, those are the guys that we're able to pick up. And so we're excited about having those guys. So in that case, you know, you may miss a guy that they kind of want in the 5th, but, you know, we still had those opportunity to pick up more players at the end. So,
Vance, you said Bradley Chubb will be labeled an outside linebacker. Will he be in Bill Kolar's room with Von Miller, or will he follow Shane and Shaq?
Well, he's going to be in a outside backer's room. Okay, and that's obviously right now being split between Reggie and Bill. So he's a Sam backer at the moment.
Final 2, Troy and then James.
How do you see Josie Jewell fitting in, the kid from Iowa? I mean, he was a tackling machine, but I mean, where in the pro level, where does he fit in?
He's going to be a Mike backer for us, you know. This guy's a great football player. I mean, he's a tackling machine. He was a 3-time captain at Iowa. He's got great instincts, yeah, great size for the position. So he's a natural mic backer for us, strong side backer for us.
Did you realize almost every guy in the class was a captain? Was that part of your evaluation?
I didn't realize that, John.
Yeah,
I
mean, no, we
you know. But
I mean, yeah, as far as whether a captain or not, and you know, the solid people that they were, yeah. But yeah, there's no question that that was, and we pay attention to that all the time, you know. But it just so happened that the guys that were falling close to us were, you know, high quality guys, and so that's why, you know, we always try to go high character. But we were fortunate to live with all these guys. It's a special group.
Last one, James. The moves you guys made in trading for Cravens or the free agents or ever, when you look at your board, when you already know those guys are signed here, does that change, I guess, saying that you know you can rely on them or you don't feel like you're not entirely sure yet because they haven't played for you? Does it change your board? Does it change how you look at things since you brought them in but you haven't really seen them play in a Broncos uniform? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I think you take kind of a leap of faith when you trade for them that you believe they're pretty good players, with Cravens as well as Valdir. We had a good feel for what they were. So obviously it kind of changed when it comes down to need. It changes your need board. And so I think that, we were able to fill out where we were thin. We were thin at inside linebacker and feel like we really got two good players at inside linebacker as well as, wide receiver and the running back. So where we were thin, we were able to fill out and also get really good football players. So that's what, we were able to add a lot of good solid depth and a lot of good competition.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.